Chapter 11, titled Scan, begins on page 46 for the TS-570. Scan. Scan is a useful function for hands-off monitoring of your favorite frequencies. By being comfortable with how you use all types of scan, the monitoring flexibility gained will increase your operating efficiency. The transceiver provides the following types of scan. Now, for the listener, we have another table of boxed information. Basically, two columns. The column on the left is headed scan type. The column on the right is headed purpose. First line reads, scan type program scan. Under purpose, monitors frequencies in the range that you select. Now back under scan type, we have memory scan, but within that we have all channel scan and group scan. So memory scan, all channel scan. The purpose is monitors all RX frequencies that you store in the conventional memory channels. And memory scan under group scan, the purpose is monitors all RX frequencies stored in the conventional memory channels of the desired group. Subsection titled Program Scan. Program Scan monitors the range between the start frequency and the end frequency that you store in conventional memory channels 90 to 99. For a refresher on how to store program scan limits, refer to Storing Frequency Ranges, page 43. You can select a maximum of 10 memory channels and sequentially scan the ranges that you previously stored in those channels. Program scan starts with the smallest channel number and repeats the sequence as shown below. Now we have an illustration here. They have a selection channel 93. It starts at 14.150. That's the start frequency, and it ends at 14.30, and the arrow goes to the end frequency, and that's repeated with two other illustrations. We have 3 points to discuss here. One, press A slant B to select VFOA or VFOB. Two, press and hold down scan. Now, as a reminder to the listener, the scan button is a racetrack-shaped button. It's at approximately the 5 o'clock position to the tuning dial. It's the first button to the right of the 5 o'clock position at the bottom of the rig. So, press and hold down scan. Then, using the numeric keys, enter the second digit of each memory channel you desire to scan, i.e., 3 for channel 93, 357 for channel 93, slant channel 95, slant channel 97, etc. 3. Release scan to start program scan. And we have a display that shows the letters SCAN digitally reproduced and P5. Point. Releasing scan before entering channel numbers selects the channels that you selected last time for program scan. Point. To jump to the desired frequency while scanning, turn the tuning control or multi-slant CH control or press mic up down. Point. When in a mode other than FM, turning the RIT slant XIT control clockwise decreases the scan speed, and counterclockwise increases the speed. P1 to P9 on the display show the current speed, parenthesis, P1, colon, maximum, comma, P9, colon, minimum, close parenthesis. Point. When in FM mode, scan automatically stops on a channel in which a signal is present. The transceiver remains on the same channel for either a short time, parenthesis, time-operated mode, or until the signal drops, carrier-operated mode, depending on which one you select via menu number 10. Refer to memory scan for further information. 4. To stop scan, press scan or CLR. Note. Point. If you have turned the SQL control clockwise far beyond the squelch threshold when in FM mode, scan may fail to stop at a channel in which the signal is present. If this happens, turn the SQL control slightly counterclockwise. Point. If you press scan before storing any frequency range, then the lower and upper frequency limits of the transceiver are stored in memory channel 90, and program scan is activated using this channel. Point. When the current receive frequency is within one of the ranges that you select by channel numbers, scan starts with the current frequency. The operating mode stored in the channel with that range is used. Point. When the current receive frequency is outside all the ranges that you select by channel numbers, scan starts with the start frequency stored in the smallest channel number. Point. Operating mode can be changed during scan, but the memory channel is overwritten with the changed mode. Point. When the current scan range is smaller than a single step of the multi-slant CH control, turning this control clockwise causes scan to jump to the start frequency and counterclockwise to the end frequency. Point. Starting program scan switches off the RIT and XIT functions. Point. When in FM mode, program scan monitors rounded off frequencies regardless of the menu number 05 selection. Subpart. Scan hold. This frequency stops program scan for approximately 5 seconds and then resumes scan when you jump to the desired frequency by turning the tuning control or multi-slant CH control or pressing mic up down. To use this function, access menu number 09 and select on. The default is off. This concludes the first part of the scan chapter 11 under program scan on page 46.